batch of watermelon for like.
They were loading some boxcars out there.
Yeah, the good ones too.
I bought one to take home to my little girls. It's a great big old thing, about that big. It weighs more than my little girls, I think. But they'll get a kick out of it. What would you call a road, a road like this out here? That's not a dirt road.
Right there?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd call that a hard surface road.
And how about the road that goes from the highway to your house?
Well, it's a gravel road. Down to my place.
That's not a main road, is it?
Well, no, it's, I tell you, it's just 3 miles south and 2 miles east and then 3 miles back to the highway. It's just a loop there. I don't know whether you've ever been down 70 there to Ring. There's an old schoolhouse set on the north side. Well, now, I've got a pasture come right along that lane, and we live, to go to my place, you turn off 2 miles before you get to that schoolhouse. And you turn off back west, and that to go 3 miles south, and then you go 2 miles east, and you come back north, right there with that old schoolhouse. That used to be a pretty big school and some of the best basketball teams that there was in the country.
That looks like a big old school.
They come there to play ball. And they take them. Well, I'll tell you, they got in a final up there at state 1 year. And one of their players just played so hard he got stiff he couldn't go over. We might have won it. God, people have come out there wagon, buggy, walking, horseback, and anywhere when they're going to have a big ball game.
Is that an old school there?
Well, it's been there last March while. That was a big district at one time.
Was there a town around there at all?
No.
Just a school?
Yeah. Well, there was a store there.
Store is still there, isn't it?
No, they tore it down. But it is a big district. I think 72 square sections.
Mercy. How do the students get into school?
Buses. They had 4 buses.
I noticed that big old school. That is a big one. The windows are broken now.
Yeah.
Of course, I guess that isn't just children.
I'm on the board when they built that. And my boy graduated there. He was a good ball player too. Listen, they had a team now out there. You could hear Claypool everywhere. And when they'd have a ball game, my father could have stole everything you come to never. Everybody was there. And have the biggest time, and not my mother. My daddy died all back, I think he was 1907. And my mother lives to, she was quite old. She'd been dead about 10, 12 years. And she'd go to them ball games, it didn't make no difference what it done. Now she'd go and just laugh and have the biggest time ever.
And see, then, see all our friends there?
Oh yeah. And she could cook for more people than anybody that ever I've seen in Bobby or less.
Boy, that's an art.
I used to, it wasn't nothing for, I had a bunch of people come there, maybe every other Sunday, every third Sunday. Come in time.